to meet the skyline, but the sky fell to earth.
You're listening to a performance by the band He's My Brother, She's My Sister. They came into the Radio Boston studio last July.
And though I will never speak ill of radio, based on what we witnessed, this is one band you really need to see. Because the band consists of Rachel Kolar on vocals, her brother Robert on guitar, and this is the unbelievable part, Lexington native Lauren Brown, who tap dances on a drum. Yes, she tap dances on a drum.
And it's really something to see. But it also sounds great, too. Here's more of their song, Let's Go.
Let's go.
That was right. Outstanding.
Nice
That's
job.
He's My Brother, She's My Sister, live in the Radio Boston studios singing Let's Go. Welcome to all of you. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so our engineer Tim's going to be mad about what I'm about to do, but I need to stand up because I really want to see all of you guys. So let me adjust this microphone here because there is a lot going on in this studio. Is that all right, Tim? Okay, he's giving me the thumbs up. Let me introduce everyone. First of all, there's Rob Kolar, singer-songwriter and guitarist. Welcome.
Thank you.
And your sister, Rachel. Rachel obviously was a singer here. Welcome to Radio Boston
Thank
to you. So you're the he's my brother, she's my sister part of this.
Rob is my brother.
Okay, and then tap dancing a drum,
yeah.
Lauren Brown, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And let's also give a shout out to the other members of the band here. Aaron Robinson on slide guitar. Hi there. We've actually run out of mic. Yell out loud. Hi.
Hello.
There he is. And Oliver Newell on upright bass. Welcome to you.
Also known as Sparkles.
Okay, well, first of all, let me just ask you guys quickly, what was the inspiration for the setup that we see here?
Natural.
It kind of evolved. Yeah. It started off as an acoustic duo. Rachel and I just did this band. It was sort of a fun side project. And then Lauren found a piece of wood and tap danced on it. It sounded pretty good.
They couldn't find the right drummer, and I've known them for a really long time. And so we decided to try tap dancing.
Lauren and I were roommates at the time, so it made sense.
And Lauren, you've been tap dancing for your entire
life?
Since
I was a kid. I grew up in Lexington, so I was with the Legacy Dance Company, tap dancing, and then it kind of evolved, and now I drum and tap dance at the same time, which is this whole weird...
Yeah.
Do you ever fall off that drum?
I don't. Thank God.
People ask
Thank
that
God.
No, but she may fall through. True. We need to get a new head on that thing. I like stand on there occasionally and I can feel the
it's cracking slowly.
So you drum and tap at the same time.
At the same time.
Two actually quite different skill sets, right?
Well, they're related to each other because it's kind of like, you know, it's rhythm in the body. So it works. And I do it like it's choreography. So it's one giant dance step from the fingers to the toes.
Okay, so let's listen to... Can you, like, give us some examples of how you do what you do tapping on the drum?
Oh, sure. Like a little preview?
Because like you say, it's your body as rhythm, so...
Right. So, you know, I just create kind of a tap step, and then I play two toms, and then a snare, and then a crash, and from that I kind of create a full-on drum beat. So the tap is more like the hi-hat of the set.
Yeah. Well, you guys have actually been on a real, like, rocket ride in recent months and years in terms of...
I like that.
You like that? Good. I'm glad
it has been a rocket ride. It's more of a long van ride, really.
Well, you've toured with Edward Sharpe, The Magnetic Zeros, My Morning Jacket.
We did a festival with them at High Sierra, which is a rad festival in Northern California.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more of what you guys can do. You're going to play a song called Clackin' Heels. Can you tell us a little bit about it and then launch right into it?
Rachel came up with the lyric. She was working at a...
working at an ad house at the time when Lauren and I were putting on a play together. And there was this woman who worked there that didn't have the rubbers on the bottom of her high heels. And it was a cement flooring. And so she would clack through the office. And I wrote a lot of my songs sitting in a cubicle, actually. It's inspiring. You need to create a different universe to exist in. So this is about that noise, and it's very perfect because it came actually before the tap, and now it's the song where it's featured most. So,
all right, let's hear it.
This is
He's My Brother, She's My Sister playing Clackin' Heels live in Radio Boston Studio 3.
Thank you.
back in heels. It drives me wild with an urge to kill. Most women are crazy as hell. Well, these cats are cats, turn and scratch, licking their paws with the mice that they catch. Most women are crazy as hell. Most women are crazy as hell. Waiting for their ball of prey, running with their little schemes. Most women are crazy as hell. Most women are crazy as hell.
Fantastic. That's He's My Brother, She's My Sister, live in Radio Boston Studios, playing Clackin' Heels. Love the sound of those actual clacking heels.
It's not that annoying.
No, it's been the opposite of that. So I've got to ask you guys, you spend most of your time in L.A. You're actually based in L.A.
I live in a little place called Ojai, but, you know.
O-J-A-I, good old Ojai.
Ojai.
Well, the reason why I wanted to ask is because, you know, you had mentioned Edward Sharpe in My Morning Jacket that you played with before.
Yeah.
It seems like the folk scene in L.A. is quite different from what it is here in Boston. It has a more of a... our producer, Amory Sievertson, earlier today was telling me sort of like a vaudeville feel where in comparison, Boston might be a little sedate. I was wondering what you guys were thinking about that.
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's so much vaudeville going on in L.A. I think we definitely have that element, obviously.
There are a few bands. So it's kind of this amalgamation of sounds. L.A. tends to blend a lot of different genres and influences and kind of mixes them, so maybe that's why
for some reason
bands coming out of LA have always done some weird combinations of different genres.
I mean, Lauren, you're the Massachusetts native.
I
what
am.
Do you think?
Well, I think there's a growing folk country movement happening in all cities, including Boston and LA, that's just spreading. So I can't really tell a difference, but I just feel like there's something exciting in music happening right now, something really original.
Yeah, a real resurgence of folk, or even revivalist music, too. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been touring around the whole country, and you'll come across bands all the time that are, it's like, it is revivalist. You know, you'll hear music that you would think of a very specific era, and they're playing it almost note for note.
Right. Well, it's been great to have you here
Thank you so much.
Today.
Yeah, it's so nice for Lauren, because she's from Boston.
Yeah, mom and dad.
Shout out to Lexington.
Shelly and Dick, what up?
Well, Lauren Brown is our tap dancing drummer today.
Ray-ay-ay.
Rob Kolar, singer-songwriter and guitarist. Rachel Kolar, singer-songwriter. Aaron Robinson on the slide guitar. Ooh. And Oliver Newell on the upright bass, the most prettily painted bass, we should say. They all together make He's My Brother, She's My Sister. Thank you all so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so we've got a little bit more time. You want to play us out on a song? What are you going to play?
Let It Live Free, which is also off the new record.
All right. He's My Brother, She's My Sister, performing in the Radio Boston studios earlier this year. There's more information about them at radioboston.org.
Some preach about judgment, some teach about hate, some talk of...
And that's our program for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We hope you're having a happy Thanksgiving, and we're happy that you decided to spend a part of it with us.
Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
That has so many sides, like trying to force the ocean
to go against the tide. Let it be free.